Hello, I'm Tim. Today's story is set in 19th century London and tells the story of a respectable gentleman who has a curious relationship with a violent and detestable man. The story begins with a man called John Utterson. He's a lawyer and he's trying to sound out a friend about an odd situation he's seen. He saw another man called Mr. Hyde trampling on a young girl. He compensated the girl's family for this by paying them with a cheque, but this was signed by another man called Dr. Jekyll. Strange. By the sound of it, Dr. Jekyll's will has also been changed, so Mr. Hyde will inherit everything. John Utterson concludes that the evil Mr. Hyde is blackmailing Dr. Jekyll and goes to see Jekyll, but he sounds annoyed and doesn't want to discuss it. Later on, a man's body is found, and it's thought that Mr. Hyde is the murderer. John helps the police by taking them to Mr. Hyde's apartment, where they find the murder weapon, a walking cane that John had given to Dr. Jekyll as a gift. John doesn't like the sound of this and wants to find out more. Then, for a while, there's not a sight or sound of Mr. Hyde, but then, one day, one of John's friends suddenly dies, but before he does, he gives John a letter saying it must not be opened until Dr. Jekyll's death. John hears something about Dr. Jekyll that sounds strange. He has locked himself in his laboratory, so John goes to see him. He hears the sound of a voice that isn't Jekyll's, so decides to break in and find out what's going on. Once he gets in, he can't believe what he sees. There is Mr. Hyde, dressed in Dr. Jekyll's clothing. And he appears to have committed suicide. But he has left behind a letter. So now John has two letters to read. The letter from his friend reveals that Jekyll and Hyde are the same person. It sounds as though he has been using secret potions to transform himself. Dr. Jekyll's letter reveals that the reason for this is so that he can separate his good and bad side. But the experiment got out of control. It sounds like poor Dr. Jekyll couldn't stop the transformations, and as Mr. Hyde, he could not face up to the consequences of his violent actions and probably decided to kill himself. A sad ending indeed. Well, that's my story. I wonder if you know anyone with a Jekyll and Hyde personality. Join me again soon. Bye for now.